When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours, 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service, and focused on you.
Michael's Optical.
Welcome to Did You Know by the Friday Group. Did you know some leaders are hinting at bringing back COVID mandates? The last time, government shut down worship, silenced dissent, and divided neighbors, all while exempting the powerful. Californians paid the price in lost jobs, lost learning, and lost freedom. So ask yourself, will we stand by and let it happen again? Because the more you know, the better California can do. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025, I'm Kevin Will.
Former Executive Director of Gallup Pride, San Luis Obispo, charged with embezzlement. Fatal traffic collision involving a pedestrian in Atascadero. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 30 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The former executive director of the Gallup Pride and Diversity Center in San Luis Obispo has been accused of four counts of grand theft by embezzlement. The county district attorney's office filed these charges against 46-year-old Dustin Robert Collierworth of Santa Cruz on November 17th. Collierworth is accused of embezzling funds from the Gallup Pride and Diversity Center over the course of several months, starting November 2022 and ending October of 2024. Mr. Collierworth posted a $20,000 bond and is not in custody. He is scheduled to be arraigned on December 10th in Department 3 of the San Luis Obispo branch of the San Luis Obispo County Superior Court. His guilt must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority, or PRAGA, met yesterday morning to discuss funding its budget for the remainder of the fiscal year. PRAGA previously sought to fund its budget from a water use fee that failed to pass earlier this year. The board faces a $300,000 funding shortfall for the remainder of the fiscal year and discussed ways to close that funding gap in its meeting yesterday. The board unanimously approved having the groundwater sustainability agencies each contribute a percentage of funds to close this gap. The city of Paso Robles would contribute $48,000. The county would contribute $99,000. The Estrella El Pomar Creston Water District would contribute $90,000. And the Shandon San Juan Water District would contribute $63,000. The board will discuss further long-term revenue options in a regular meeting in February. Fatal traffic collision involving a pedestrian in Atascadero. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Yesterday morning, CHP officers responded to a traffic collision involving a pedestrian in Atascadero. The incident took place at the US 101 southbound on-ramp from San Anselmo Road. CHP determined 66-year-old Gary Tipton was driving his 2017 Ford F-150 pickup westbound on San Anselmo Road, approaching the on-ramp to the US 101. At the same time, 69-year-old Rachel Hoffman of Atascadero was walking eastbound on San Anselmo Road, traversing the on-ramp within the crosswalk. Mr. Tipton attempted to make a left turn to enter the freeway and collided with Ms. Hoffman. Life-saving measures were attempted on Ms. Hoffman, but she was pronounced dead at the scene. Alcohol and/or drugs are not suspected to have been a factor in this crash. The incident is pending further investigation from CHP. The Paso Robles City Council will be meeting tonight. On tonight's agenda is a comprehensive financial report for fiscal year 2024 to 2025. Governments must publish these reports within 6 months of the close of each fiscal year, and city management is responsible for giving a presentation of the financial statements of the previous fiscal year. Hard copies are available for public review in the City Library, the City Clerk's Office at 1000 Spring Street, and at the Administrative Services Office at 4305 Second Wing Way. An electronic copy is also available on the City's website. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The meeting will take place in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The Paso Robles High School Music Department is proud to present its annual winter concert December 18th at the Templeton Performing Arts Center. Two performances will be offered this evening, one at 5:30 p.m. and one at 7:30 p.m. This performance will feature the PRHS Forte Choir, jazz and concert bands, and Crimson Collective singers and special guest Bold and Brass Quintet. This marks the first music department performance at the Templeton Performing Arts Center, known for its exceptional acoustics and spacious stage. Audiences will enjoy selections such as California Dreamin', White Winter Hymnal, and holiday favorites including Winter Wonderland, Carol of the Bells, and a lively op sing-along. Tickets are available at templetonpack.org/events. In sports, for the NFL, yesterday the Giants beat the Patriots 33-15. On Thursday, the Lions will face the Cowboys. In the NBA, yesterday the Suns beat the Lakers 125-108. The Heat over the Clippers 140-123. The Jazz beat the Rockets 133-125. The Mavericks over the Nuggets 131-121. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Thunder. The Knicks will go against the Celtics. The Timberwolves will face the Pelicans. And the Grizzlies will go against the Spurs. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. We're hearing from the woman who threw the party where four people were killed last weekend, including three children, another dozen or so injured. Patrice Williams was holding a party for her two-year-old daughter in Stockton.
All I can say is that I'm sorry to all the mothers and children out there. If I could do anything to prevent this, I would.
Still no suspects arrested. Stockton's mayor blaming the shooting on gang violence. San Jose police arrest a suspect in the shooting at the Valley Fair Mall on Black Friday. Three were injured and hospitalized.
It's a horribly reckless action, act of violence that requires serious accountability, serious consequences.
San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan. Police say the gunfire erupted during an argument outside the Macy's store. A man dies by suicide after a long standoff with deputies in Sacramento. Sacramento. Sheriff's deputies say they responded to a scene where a man got out of a car and started shooting. A five-hour standoff ensued before the man took his own life. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.54 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CAB to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code CAB for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code CAB for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The city of Atascadero kicks off their holiday season with the Light Up the Downtown's Garden Lights and Winter Nights, making the Sunken Gardens area sparkle. This Friday, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., enjoy community entertainment, Santa, complimentary horse-drawn hay rides, hot chocolate, and more. The event begins in the Sunken Gardens and continues throughout the downtown with a holiday sip and shop. Shops will be open late, and wine and beer tastings will be available from participating merchants. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
Closeouts will save you lots of money, says Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I still have a few of my closeouts left. If you're looking for a Cal King or an Eastern King, and I got a couple queens left as well, I got closeouts on major brands, Beautyrest, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and they're all on sale. So come on in as soon as you can and save a lot of money.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The wine grape variety Cabernet Sauvignon was born about 400 years ago from a cross between Cabernet Franc and Sauvignon Blanc. Today, it is the most widely grown wine grape in the world. Unlike field crops that are planted from seed each year, grapevines are propagated from cuttings. That means each vine is essentially a clone of its ancestor and genetically nearly identical to the original Cabernet Sauvignon vine from the 17th century. Scientists long wondered whether epigenetic marks, which can influence traits such as fruit quality and stress tolerance, remain stable across hundreds of years of production. Using advanced genome sequencing, a team of researchers at the University of California, Davis, recently determined the core epigenetic patterns or gene memory of Cabernet Sauvignon vines have remained remarkably stable. Even after centuries, Cabernet Sauvignon still holds the molecular memory of where it came from, said UC Davis professor Dario Cantu, who led the study. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, sunny Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny on Monday and Tuesday. Mid-60s Thursday and Friday, upper 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 30 degrees and fair in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Bitcoin has moved modestly higher to the $87,000 mark after skidding yesterday. Crypto investors have been pulling back following tech stock selling. Research firm Adobe says shoppers spent a total of $14.25 billion online on Cyber Monday, up 7.1% from last year. Versace is now part of Prada. The purchase price was more than $1.5 billion for the iconic brand created by Gianni Versace back in 1978. The son of Prada's owners, Lorenzo Bertelli, is expected to take over the merged company. Judges in the European Union's top court say Apple can be sued over how it runs the App Store. Two Dutch foundations filed the lawsuit. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Move over, Santa. While he's delivering socks and sweaters, your pal Richie's at the Tatchy Palace delivering MacBooks and cash. Every Friday in December, four winners every hour can win up to $5,000 cash or Tatchy Cash. Then stick around for the 8 p.m. grand prize drawing. Win $5,000 cash plus an Apple MacBook Air. Sorry, Santa, but I think I just made the nice list. Check the halls only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
We're here to help.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we're ready for freedom of speech. And it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can use that to text. 238-KPRL right here on this Tuesday edition. The right choice. All right, still keeping it clean here. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it is Mr. Barry Fisher and Protecting What Matters. He'll have on Erica Scott and a lot of things, including reducing stress and achieve a sharper operational focus on your closely held family businesses. And also then Professor of Macroeconomics, Leo Hanian, he also the UCLA and Hoover Institution. A lot of things to go over, including upcoming changes to the Federal Reserve and how they may impact your business and your retirement. So that's all coming up this afternoon here on The Right Choice, right to the phone lines. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey there, Def.
I think just about the most dangerous crosswalk in the world is at Los Tablas and 101 in Templeton. When the cars are waiting to turn left, they're at the stoplight. There's a green arrow that comes on the stoplight, which says that the people can make a left and go south, make their turn and go left on the onto the freeway. But anyway, so that the green arrow comes on for them to turn left, and then a quick yellow light comes on. And then a green light comes on just the same time that the light comes on that tells the people that they can walk. But anyway, all other stoplights that I've ever seen, including in Paso Robles, where there's a left-hand turn arrow for the people to make their left, when that left-hand turn arrow goes off, there's a yellow light with an arrow that comes on, then there's a red light with an arrow that comes on, and it's only a matter of time before somebody's going to get killed at Los Tablas in 101. When the people go to walk, there's a green light there, and the people, they think that they can still turn left instead of there being a red arrowed light. And they need to get a red arrowed light at Los Tablas and 101. There was, a couple weeks ago, there was a supervisor looking at the light control box with another Caltrans worker. And I reported that to him. And he said he's going to go to a meeting that day and tell about that. And so that's the situation at Los Tablas and 101. Somebody's going to get killed in the crosswalk there unless they put a green,
right,
a red turn arrow for the people turning left to go on the freeway.
Six times, seven times. I don't know about the world, Daffy. That's pretty amazing, because I would say that the one at Massey Avenue where Shelbyville Road and Frankfort Avenue meet in St. Matthews, Kentucky would be a lot worse, but that's just my my experience, but a general question. Why has it become more difficult for people to be smart when they are pedestrians?
Oh, I don't care if you're in the crosswalk or what. People are so negligent in their driving. Well, they come so close to hitting pedestrians in the crosswalk. The drivers are just out of control. Well, that's what it comes to.
I'm not going to put this all on the drivers.
I am.
Well, fine.
That's why that woman got killed yesterday. That woman was in the crosswalk and she got killed.
I understand that. But we're talking about a horrible incident yesterday. My experience, because I drive more than you do, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Okay. My experience is that people have become more, I don't know if rude is the correct word, but inconsiderate when they walk across the street, regardless of where they are.
Yeah, there may be a few people like that, but there's so, for myself, I am not rude. I'll go to the crosswalk.
Okay.
I'll be cross, and somebody will come from a block away, speeding through, and they don't even They don't want to slow down.
Daffy, you need to listen. We're not interested right now in your heroics. Okay. About how you never make a mistake as a person that crosses the street. I'm just telling you my experience as a driver that you have to be a lot more aware because people are not being considerate that a 3,000-pound vehicle may be headed their way or they just jumped out. And if you remember a few years ago in the state of California, although not completely allowed, the no more jaywalking rule, which is that's not correct, but it's they've minimalized it. As far as what people can do. Look, I see people not every day, a couple of times a week. They're too damn lazy to walk 20 yards to a crosswalk, and they just get out of their car, don't even look if the car's coming with their door open that may take it off, and walk out and cross the street. And again, I drive more than you do. Nobody wants to see any of this happen, but it is happening. That's my point.
Yeah, They need to get a proper stoplight with a green arrow at Los Tablas and 101. All other cities have a green arrow right there. Mm-hmm. That's a very busy place where people cross, and they've got to get a green or a red arrow for those people that are going onto the freeway. That is an unusual stoplight. I've never seen one like that. All other ones have a red arrow after the green arrow, and that's plain and simple.
Well, then...
And car drivers are so rude these days. They speed, and then in El Camino Real, the way they got it, people are just getting out of their cars and just jaywalking across the road, and it's only a matter of time before they get killed in Tascadero, the way they made it there also.
All right, so you kind of agree then.
Oh, yeah, there's people that are stupid. But I'm not stupid when I'm in a crosswalk, and the people that I could, like I said, I could be in the crosswalk way before anybody's even close. Somebody will come driving from a block away at 35 miles an hour on Spring, and they don't even begin to want to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't step out in front of them, just do that. I mean, Congleton in San Luis got hit in a crosswalk, and he got a big settlement out of the deal.
Wow.
I mean, people, when you hit somebody in a crosswalk, it's the driver's fault. They need to be aware and not so rude and give pedestrians so they don't kill people like they did the woman yesterday. That guy is guilty as he's going to get sued big time.
Well, we don't know the exact circumstances.
Well, he said that she was in the crosswalk where he was going on, making a turn to go onto the freeway, and he hit her while she was in the crosswalk.
Okay, so your guess that he was either in a hurry, maybe distracted, screwing around on the phone, and just went ahead and didn't notice her.
Yeah, well, that's what it sounds like. If she was in the crosswalk, he obviously didn't the things you just said.
Well, we do like to speculate, but we shall see. Again, this is extremely tragic for the lady.
Yep, that's sure true.
But I do believe that, like a lot of things in this world, people need to be more aware of others, particularly when you're in vehicles, and whether it's walking or riding your bicycle and so forth, you may think you have more rights than you do. Because if you remember in the state of California, if you go back to 23, as I alluded to a little bit earlier, that the police can no longer cite for pedestrians jaywalking. So what does that do when we minimize any kind of responsibility? What generally happens in society?
Oh, yeah, well, if those people get hit jaywalking, it's definitely their fault because you're not supposed to do it unless it's safe. So
yeah,
that's part of the law.
People get they get comfort, just like decriminalizing people stealing. They get a little bit comfortable and so forth, and then I'm not saying in this case all hell breaks out, but we have people that just disregard and they don't care because they think they may have the right of way. Because jaywalking, you can still get in trouble for. Now, even though the fines for jaywalking, unless crossing in places that is an immediate collision risk or other instances, can get you in trouble. But for the most part, the state of California said, because we're talking about the general public now, hey, folks, you can cross the street wherever you want.
Well, that's apples and oranges compared to a crosswalk. I'm talking crosswalk. Should be safe for jaywalking, you're on your own. Crosswalks, people have a right to cross safely without rude people that are just stupid in their cars. That's all I can say.
Right. Now, one thing I've noticed, particularly at the four-way stop, it's lights there going into the post office every day, is that some people, not all, they don't give a damn whether the walk sign is on or not. And if they don't see traffic coming their way, but they may not be looking for the ones who are getting the signal to turn the where they're walking. So they walk out, and the person, and it is responsibility of the driver, don't get me wrong, but they see the light turn green, and then this person has just decided to walk because they don't think there's any traffic coming. And boom, you got a problem.
Oh yeah, that's jaywalking. That's jaywalking. If there's a walk, if there's a walk sign and that goes off, and they walk without that, they're on their own. In my book, also, well, Kevin.
Well, I still think that people need to be a little bit more considerate. And again, even though you may have what you think is the correct way, You got to look, and that's another thing that a lot of people don't do when they're walking, either, you know, whether it's down a sidewalk or across the street. Where are most of their heads now?
Oh yeah, at Los Tablas in 101, the where I was talking, I look before I go to walk, I look before that light, when that light turns green for them to turn left instead of a red arrow, because I know about it. Other people aren't aware that it does that. When they see that walk sign, they think, oh, I can walk. And just then, the people come doing their left because there's a green light instead of a red arrow.
Well, my point a little bit about is that people are walking across the street screwing with their devices, and they're walking out across the road that's screwing with their devices. They're walking through doors and almost stopping going into stores using their devices.
Oh, yeah, I agree. There's idiots out there. But there's a lot of people that aren't idiots.
They bump into you at stores with their heads down because they're on their devices, and they look up and they give you that stupid, I'm sorry, smile.
Oh, yeah. I agree completely. But they do need to get a red arrow at Los Tablas in 101.
Well, good luck with it.
Okay, well, I hope that Caltrans guy, you're going to make it happen, that I reported it to a couple weeks ago.
Well, why don't you report it to your supervisor?
That might help. Yeah, I'll call John Pushong and make him aware of it.
Yeah, because John lives in Templeton.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Kevin. Thank you so much.
All right, take care of yourself and be careful walking.
Okay, you too. Take care.
All right, bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I've been trying to listen in. My commute into town, the reception has not been all that great. But one thing I've been thinking of, especially in Atascadero and on the heels of this death that we just had, the new downtown promotes people to jaywalk in Atascadero. I don't know if you've been down there in the last few months. And I've been thinking this since day one, because Atascadero is also an open container city. People go around and they drink, and they can walk around with a beer in their hand if they so choose, etc. And I, you know, one thing in just a scenario, you know, somebody's with a group, you know, you get a group of 20, 30, or whatever year olds, and somebody runs back to the car to grab something, and, you know, I don't want to be the person that runs them over. You know, luckily it's only 25, 30 miles an hour through there, but I see people run out from behind trucks and vans, etc., all the time there now. Yeah, they've made it to the, where you park in the middle of the road, and then you run across the street.
Well, and when that project first came about, I remember us getting calls about people predicting that. And, you know, again, it goes down to people, they're in a rush, they're not looking, or they don't care. They think, well, since I'm a pedestrian, you know, no big deal. Now, again, once in a while, I encounter the down here at the Yuppie Market on Spring Street when I leave work, that people will get into their cars and they'll leave their door open.
Right.
And so you have to, you know, again, they don't even bother to look if a vehicle's coming. They just open the door, get in, do their belt, and then they do this. So you either have to stop or you have to swerve around. And if there's a car going into one of those turning lanes in there, then you can have a potential problem. But again, it gets to my point. People just don't think you can get in your damn car. Look to see if there's trucks, cars, or whatever coming. And if not, let them pass and then get in your vehicle.
I will tell you, I had a friend years ago, she was driving by Atascadero Lake. There was a man and a woman, a couple, behind a tree. She could not see him. The woman ran out because she forgot they were walking their dog. She ran out from behind a tree as she was driving 30 miles an hour around the lake and killed the woman ended up in her car. And she never saw her. All of a sudden, there's just a woman running out. And I don't think people think about that. You know, you forgot your phone, you did whatever, and you run over to do something, and you forget there's traffic. And, you know, to this day, and this was, gosh, 15 years ago at least, it still haunts this woman. She killed somebody, you know, and it was not her fault whatsoever. So it's unfortunate.
Well, it is, and most of these things are unfortunate. Most of them are preventable.
Right. No, 100%. And I just, the Atascadero thing's been bugging me from day one, just waiting for somebody to get hurt or killed out there. I just predict it's going to happen, and I think it could have been prevented.
Well, hopefully something's going to happen again, but obviously we want it to be minimal.
Right. All righty, sir. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Make eye contact with drivers to ensure that they see you, and vice versa. Check for vehicles in all directions before crossing, even with a green light or a red light. Avoid darting out from between parked cars. Ah, here's one. I don't know why they don't have this listed first. Don't use your phone or other distractions while crossing. We've all encountered that. All right, back to the phone line.
Use your phone or other distractions.
Turn down your radio, please.
We've all encountered that.
Turn down the radio, please.
We've all encountered that.
I just let that go for the hell of it, that's all, because I felt like it. All right, so we have that, and, cars and walking and bicycles, that could be, we can do three hours. Now, pedestrians must still use caution, yield to drivers, and not dart into traffic. Now, the goal of this, going back to January of 2023, the goal, in other words, I'll use it in my term, the good intention. The law aims to reduce unnecessary fines for low-risk behavior. There's more. in addition to the unnecessary fines for low-risk behavior, and to curb arbitrary policing that disproportionately affects people of color. That's one of the reasons why this went into effect in January of 2023. You know, we've seen enough of this low-risk behavior turn into, shall we say, my right. I can do as I please, I can do what I want behavior that has long-term ramifications or even buildup in some cases. As I said, some, not all. Now, the brilliant decision by your lawmaker, this is going to be brutal. That's not going to work either. It's just too much distortion, too loud, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm going to let my fingers do the walking right over here and hit this thing called the mouse, and we gone.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Yesterday morning, CHP officers responded to a traffic collision involving a pedestrian in Atascadero. The incident took place at the US 101 southbound on-ramp from San Anselmo Road in Atascadero. CHP determined that 66-year-old Gary Tipton collided with 69-year-old Rachel Hoffman as he was attempting to make a left turn to enter the freeway. Further investigation is pending from CHP. The former executive director of the Gala Pride and Diversity Center in San Luis Obispo, 46-year-old Dustin Robert Collierworth, has been accused of 4 counts of grand theft by embezzlement. He is scheduled to be arraigned on December 10th in Department 3 of the San Luis Obispo branch of the County Superior Court. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 30 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the admiral who ordered the second strike on a suspected drug boat in the Caribbean last month, leaving survivors dead, acted lawfully.
Admiral Bradley worked well within his authority and the law, directing the engagement to ensure the boat was destroyed and the threat to the United States of America was eliminated.
Members of both parties have called for congressional reviews of the strikes. President Trump met with cabinet members last night to discuss the next steps regarding Venezuela. Special congressional election being held in Tennessee today. Republican veteran Matt Von Epps facing off against Democratic State Assemblywoman Afton Bain. Republican Mark Green resigned to take a private sector job in July. In the Northeast bracing for the first nor'easter of the winter season. It's going to bring rain, ice, and snow to the I-95 corridor. America's listening to Fox News.
Attention. At K. John's Jewelry Company, everything must go. Rings, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, possibly even Fred's leftover lunch in the break room. We're clearing it all out. Bring your wallets. Bring your friends. Bring snacks. This is not a drill. We're clearing out all our designer jewelry to make room for our brand new, totally original K. John's designs in the coming year. That's right. All our beloved designer pieces at true liquidation prices as a thank you to the community that supported us for generations. Wait. Real discounts, you may ask? Not ho-ho holiday markups disguised as deals? Nope. Real discounts. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K. John's Jewelry Company, where we've always priced fairly, but now we're pricing fairly ridiculously.
It's 11 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL, and it is the 38th annual Coats for Kids with partnership with Toy Bank of Greater Paso Robles. And thanks to the Rotary Clubs in Paso Robles, Templeton, and Atascadero. Now, the day of giving is December 13th, so you still have time to get some stuff in. And what they need is good, warm, new, or gently used coats, jackets, sweaters, and sweatshirts for children and adults for distribution. Now, you can get the cleaning done. Just go to the website and find out all the information. And that is coatsforkidsslocounty.org. And if you'd like to volunteer for setup or distribution, call Gail at 805-570-4524. And remember, we do have a box up front for the coats and the toy bags here at 32nd and Oak. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for sports. Brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The New England Patriots won their 10th straight game, beating the Giants 33-15. It was 30-7 at the half. The Giants have lost seven straight. They're still winless on the road this season. Drake May with two touchdown passes and 282 yards through the air. Lions star wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown did not practice due to a sprained ankle. Detroit plays this Thursday, hosting Dallas. The Vikings cut wide receiver Adam Thielen as he'd requested. Minnesota quarterback J.J. McCarthy is due to return from his concussion this week, but Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins is still in concussion protocol. Michigan State's new football coach is Pat Fitzgerald, ex of Northwestern. UCLA's new coach will be Bob Chesney, who will still coach James Madison this weekend in the Sun Belt title game. Kentucky fired coach Mark Stoops. BYU coach Kalani Sitake is reportedly a candidate for the Penn State job. And the Mets gave reliever Devin Williams a three-year deal.
Okay, coming up this Sunday, we have another triple letter, Steelers and Ravens at 9:30. Then it's the Raiders and the Broncos, followed by the Texans and the Chiefs, all here on The Right Choice. Okay, in just a moment, we will have your extended weather forecast, Pet Alert, and trivia.
Hey folks, Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Around here, community isn't just something we say, it's something we live. When you shop with us, you're choosing real food from local people. And this holiday season, you're covered. We have Diesel Fresh whole turkeys, just $3.99 a pound or $5.99 a pound for the organic. Farmer John sliced half hams, $3.49 a pound. Mrs. Cuppison stuffing, two for just $5. We have Marie Callender's pies, just $6.99 each. And produce, premium yams, 99 cents a pound. Jumbo pineapples, $4.99 each. 5-pound bag russet potatoes, just 99 cents. And Martinelli's sparkling cider, two for just $6. In the deli, let us do the work. Hot and ready oven roasted turkey breast, just $10.99 a pound. Plus all the holiday sides ready to go. And don't forget the fresh baked sourdough and homemade pies in our bakery. We'll even let you take credit. It's great. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite new store. Stop by and say hi anytime. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Real food from local people. And see our ad weekly at ValleyFreshMarkets.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero. They are locally owned, family locally owned and operated. Clouds early, then some sunshine, mid-60s, mostly clear with a couple of clouds tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 30s, and then we'll have low 60s, clouds and sunshine on your Wednesday. Thursday, mid-60s. Mid-60s Friday, sunny, upper 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s Monday, and upper 60s sunny a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down. 6:56 a.m., 4:51 p.m., we are at 30 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, where they service, supply, rent, and sell traffic control equipment. Visit them, avilatraffic.com. The Right Choice, KPRL. 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock here at the Blowtorch.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Yes, indeed. Visit AtascaderoGunShop.com. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, and no matter how much fur they have, they don't like 30 degrees, so they're probably hanging around. Probably. And getting nice and comfy and not moving a lot. All right, Chris, I'm not going to let you off the hook today.
Oh, boy.
You ready?
Ready to exercise my brain muscles.
Where are French poodles from?
This has got to be a trick question. Spain.
Nope.
Well, I know it can't be French because that would be way too obvious. So what is it?
Germany.
Ah, that was going to be my second guess.
They, according to this here, the article, let's see. The poodle likely originated in Germany. Anyway.
It just had to be one of the neighboring countries.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's I wouldn't have thought, and since they're French poodles, I don't care anyway, but... let's see here. Similar dogs date back to at least the 17th century. And anyway, they're smart dogs, and you know, obviously a lot of show dogs, show dogs. And from the early 1960s to the 1980s, poodles were the AKC's most registered breed, and now they're third most requested breed. Poodles are also common in dog shows, where they often sport the popularity. Of the whatever the clip is with their face and rear clip, all that kind of stuff there. Anyway, they're smart, loyal, and they were used back in Germany to help hunters retrieve game, especially the larger poodles from water. So anyway, there you go. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Visit TascaderoGunShop.com, and here we go. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner. Every day they're open, breakfast and lunch. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay. This is considered the most influential pop video of all time. It was MTV's first world premiere video and is considered the most influential pop video of all time. What's the song or the artiste? 238-5775-238-KPRL. If anybody knows, someone, anyone, Bueller. Let's see, I'll cross out the poodle thing here so we never give that one again. So, going back X amount of years, considered the most influential. They don't define exactly what influential. Well, no, okay, I can understand that in the music business. I get that. Alrighty. Hi, good morning.
Hi, video killed the radio star.
No. I think that was the first one that they played, MTV. But that's not considered the most influential. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Yep, debuted on this day in 1983. Did you ever see the video?
Oh, yeah.
I never have, so you say it's pretty good?
Yeah, it was like the most expensive one ever made at the time or something like that. It's pretty. It's really cool. That's a good one. You should look it up.
Well, I would do it if my wife is watching the TV, because that's the only way I will do it, because she would probably like it. So, anyway, everybody has their own taste. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, Kenny B.
All right, sir. We have you down. Enjoy your day.
You too.
All right, bye. Chris, I'm just going to assume here you have never seen that video.
No, I actually have seen the music video for Thriller. I'm kind of surprised that it came out in December, actually.
What did you think of it?
I liked it. I mean, it's more of like a short film, like sort of music video, honestly, as most of Michael Jackson's music videos that I've seen tend to be, like bad.
Okay. All right. Well,
I've got a long build up to them.
I never. I've never seen it, but I did like when he moonwalked. I thought that was pretty cool.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority met yesterday morning to discuss funding its budget for the remainder of the fiscal year. It faces a $300,000 funding shortfall and approved having the groundwater sustainability agencies contribute a percentage of funds to close this gap. The Paso Robles High School Music Department is proud to present its annual winter concert December 18th at the Templeton Performing Arts Center. Two performances will be offered this evening, one at 5:30 p.m. and one at 7:30 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 30 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Now, this is where the debate begins. The little lost child in 1894 used images, lantern, magic lantern, to project a series of still images to accompany the song. And then in the 50s on the Ozzy and Harriet show, Rick Nelson did I'm Walkin', the Fats Domino song, which some people consider the first music video. But Video Killed the Radio in 1981 was the first video ever played on MTV, launched in August. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.